RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Trista Crick coming up 1 hour from now. Maybe we can get Mark Spears in a Uber to join us sometime this hour as well. Text him in a little bit. He said he might be able to join us later in the 1 o'clock hour, so we'll see what happens. Spent a lot of time starting this show talking about trying to find, you know, because we have a NBA Cup final tonight that features both De'Aaron Fox and Mike Brown. I'm going to respectfully leave Harrison Barnes out of this conversation.
Harrison.
Though he can certainly be involved in it, as he was part of a trade to acquire someone that this franchise hates significantly more than they were frustrated with Harrison.
That's the truth.
But Mark, you know,
which is also revisionist history. People act like they were in love with Harrison while he was here.
Sure.
We liked Harrison, but people would talk crazy about Harrison on a nightly basis.
We were shout out Harrison's fine.
Yeah, no, anything claiming otherwise is exactly that, is revisionist history. But you know, De'Aaron acknowledged the grass is greener. One thing I'll say before getting into some other key points of this article is, you know, I love De'Aaron's mindset going into tonight's game. This game's, you know, these guys, as much as media has and podcasters and probably to some great degree some fans have tried to downgrade the NBA Cup and say it's nothing, like it's propaganda for a regular season and all of this other, that's fine. It seems to matter to the players. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Fox isn't a guy who would strike me as someone who would be, you know, really into this. But it seems that he is, and part of me wonders if it's because the leader of this basketball team is. Mm-hmm. Wemby wants to win everything he participates in, mm-hmm. and that is not a bad characteristic to have. You talk about Mamba mentality, like he might be the guy who has it. Mm-hmm. He does not want to lose anything. If Kobe was here today, he would not want to lose an NBA Cup. Mm-hmm. He would not want to lose anything that mattered. And I love De'Aaron's, you know, mentality going into that. He acknowledged that the grass is definitely greener in San Antonio, and that he doesn't keep up on what the Kings are doing, doesn't watch their games, and who can blame him? De'Aaron, I don't want to watch him either. says he keeps in contact with Keegan, talks with him. Only mentioned Keegan Murray, by the way, and that got a lot of people's attention. And then Mark threw in that, according to sources, there seems to be a, and here's this word again, disconnect between Doug and some of the players. All right. So I don't know who that disconnect is with, but we've heard names. And there's no point in protecting anybody because we heard Domas's name months ago. Mm. We heard Domas's name before the season even started.
We're always hearing Domas's name.
Pretty much anything negative involving this basketball team, Domas's name is floating around it somehow. And I understand you guys hate Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. Like, I understand that. I completely get that. But Domas's name is out there a lot behind
all
the scenes.
The time.
With things that are going wrong with this organization. So whether it's Domas or DeMar or whether it's Zach or Malik, who exactly do you connect with? Like, what is it that you want in a coach? Doug is a very different coach from Mike Brown. Neither one of them seems to float your boat. What is it that you need from a head coach in this league? And I'm going to do something that they don't often do with players like Domantas Sabonis. How many teams has he been on now?
Three.
OKC, Indiana, Seattle. He's clearly on his way out of Sacramento. He's clearly on his way out of Sacramento. At some point, is anybody going to look at this like, hey, how come everybody moves Domantas Sabonis? Multi-time All-NBA guy. By all accounts, a very good basketball player. But it sure seems like it's hard to get him to stick somewhere. Indiana didn't fight too much. Indiana was in a contract situation with him where it was like, yeah, his contract's not too far away. Not really sure this is the direction they want to go. We're going to go get a young talent for him. Did that. Didn't seem to fight about it either. We're willing to do it. How come he can't stick? It's just a question. It's not a question I expect you to answer. It's a question I'm just throwing out at everybody. He doesn't seem to be able to stick anywhere, and he's about to land on his fourth team. And the only thing that's keeping him right now from his fourth team is his contract that he was signed for, to by the previous front office regime.
Mm-hmm. He, you know, you hear that report from Mark Spears, the Hall of Famer, and to me, I'm looking at DeMar. I'm looking at Zach. I'm looking at Domas. Man, they can all go.
Yeah,
like they can all get out of here.
Real quick, I think you got to throw one more name in there.
Oh, Malik.
He got to go.
Malik got to go too. Like,
he got to go.
Like this whole rebuild, or if you don't want to call it a rebuild, building from scratch, whatever. It's not going to start till those four guys are gone. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on isn't going to progress until those guys are gone. Good basketball players in different situations could be very helpful to a number of different teams. This isn't necessarily to say everything's their fault or anything that's happened in the past is their fault, but I look at them, and you keep hearing reports like this. Hey, man, they got to get them all out of here. You got to get them all out of here. And I forgot who it was. Where is he at? They're in the chat. It says, why is Z-Lo being capped as save a hoe for DeMar and Zach LaVine? Bro, stop. This is what bothers me. Once again, it goes to my cancer, the sign, trait. Like, sure, everybody got smoke for DeMar and Zach. Deservedly so, I get it. Stop excluding Domas from all of this. We said at the beginning of this segment, for years, multiple regimes, multiple coaches, multiple front offices, different players, different teammates, every time something's an issue, his name is gets circled around there somehow, some way. Every time. Cardi B, am I the drama at some point? And that's what I do have a problem with. Sure, you want to blame Zach, you want to blame DeMar, whatever, cool. There's enough blame to get Domas in there too. Don't exclude him. Because one of the things that's been an issue, going back and looking at how everything went down and seeing where we're at today, is I go back to something that we talked about years ago, and it still rings true. The biggest issue with the Sacramento Kings, and what has been the biggest issue for the Sacramento Kings, is they have zero leaders. And they have had zero leaders for a long time now. They got no leadership whatsoever. The owner isn't a leader. The front office, the previous front office, isn't a leader. Or weren't leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Domas, De'Aaron, DeMar, Zach, Malik, Keegan. Go down the list. There is zero leadership in that building. And there has been zero leadership for years now. It didn't just start. And the only reason I'm going to leave Scott Perry out of this is because he's new. And he exemplifies leadership skills. So we'll see what he can do. He's got a incomplete or in progress right now. But there's zero leadership whatsoever. Mike Brown, I go back and forth. Mike Brown exemplified leadership qualities, but there were things that I've heard on multiple occasions and different people that do not exemplify leadership qualities. But I don't know. I'll leave him out of this too.
I'll say this about Mike. Mike did a lot of things, particularly that second year, that were frustrating. And I felt like going into that season, we had repeatedly said, Mike Brown is going to have to coach this team differently his second season, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. Certainly not in a way that helped them. But we often say of players, you've got to give them the ability to make mistakes. You had to give Mike the ability to make a mistake, and he did. And I think he made a bad one at the beginning of that second year. And I'm not sure he ever truly got an opportunity to fix it. Mm. I think he was behind the eight ball, so to speak, from that moment forward.
Mm.
There's more to this, and we'll continue to talk about it. We got Trista Crick coming up. There's other NBA stuff to talk about as well. Some things. We want to go back to Sunday. If we have the time, talk about some football. Cooper Flagg is here, by the way. If you didn't see that, goodness gracious.
Mm.
That's all ahead. It's Thilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come back. Their entire staff from top to bottom got fired. We were talking I made a joke to Jesse that Isaiah Thomas should have sued the Boston Celtics.
Not necessarily a joke. Probably should have.
Well, yeah, you're right. It isn't necessarily a joke.
He was in Sacramento. They let him walk.
Yeah, it's your boy Pete, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Good friend Pete.
Which always goes back.
How much you and Pete talk?
Close to never.
Close to?
Yeah.
You mean it's not never?
No, it's below never.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not above never. It's below never.
Pete just texting KC. Ha ha. You guys think without me.
Just a question, could you be as fast now? Does this team reject leadership, like this franchise? Because, like we were talking about during the break, like, oh, who was? I think we let on Ron Artest was the last one. And then you mentioned Isaiah Thomas was when they let him walk. And then mentioned right before the break, Mike Brown maybe could have been.
People brought up Ty, too.
Yeah, Ty. And it's just, I don't know what it exactly is, but there's just something about this franchise. Like, do they just, they don't adapt, I guess. They reject it. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to formulate a thought. Like, I want to work Jerry Jones into this opinion somehow, like Jerry Jones and his coaches.
Like, kind of where they built up a culture where it's like anytime those guys come in, it's just automatically just kicked out.
I do believe, and once again, people will look at this as caping for Vivek or whatever. Like, I don't even know Vivek. I don't. Outside of, like, human being, like, I don't care about, like, I'm not, it doesn't matter to me. But there is a pattern that I believe in that I picked up on. And others have picked on, too. But once again, he will let people do their job. They just have to do good. Because if they don't, that's when he gets involved. And when you talk about these people that they get out, that are leaders. I don't think it's him. It's Pete D'Alessandro who said, Pete convinced him to move on from Mike Malone. Pete convinced him that Isaiah Thomas was not the person to bring back. Mm-hmm. Like, Isaiah Thomas was a fan favorite. He was a pizza guy. Everybody, you think, if you guys think Vivek is as simple as he is, you think he wouldn't be, no, let's get that guy out of here. He's making you money to a certain degree. He's a guy that you think that he wouldn't be like, nah, we gotta keep him here. He's being convinced by these basketball people to move on. Once again, I think maybe in this case he had a little bit more, I like this guy, I want this guy here a little bit more. I think the basketball people said, keep De'Aaron over Ty. I think, and what happens is he continues to hire the wrong people. We'll see what happens with Scott Perry. But he continues to hire the wrong people, and he allows them to do what they feel like they need to do. It doesn't work out, and then he comes in and blows it all to smithereens because he gets in his mode. Where last year, going back on the story, his mode was, I don't care what's going on. I want Zach LaVine here and just get him here. Common sense would have said, this guy that you're telling to do this already knows he's fired. Why would he do anything other than a bare minimum, which was get Zach LaVine in a trade? He wouldn't. He ain't got no investment in making sure you get draft picks or making sure you get this person back. Mm-hmm. He knows you're going to fire him. Fine. Just give me the deal that gets Zach LaVine in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bright to have that man in control of that deal, regardless of when you want to make it, whether it's middle of the season or at the end of the season. At least be conniving enough to say, no, I think you're going to be part of this future, Monty. You want to make a good deal because you're going to be here, even if you know you're going to fire him.
And yeah,
he's not even able to do that. And, you know, we've talked about it a number of times. Monty absolutely should have been fired when he said he wasn't doing the press conference.
Yep.
And once again, I know what I've said and I feel how I feel. I wasn't tripping off the press conference, but it is a necessary practice.
It doesn't matter.
And once the person that works for you says, I'm not doing something.
Well,
goodbye.
Well, the issue being, you know, the media can feel how they want to about the press conference. De'Aaron was upset.
Mm-hmm.
There's your driving force right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, De'Aaron's upset because he's left holding the water for this. Let's get this dealt with. And you chose not to.
Right.
Like, you actively chose not to. Whether it was... if Vivek told him to do the press conference and he said no, that's a flaw on Vivek Ranadive. Mm-hmm. Also, why don't you go do the press conference?
There's that.
We've seen Matt Ishbia do press conferences when they acquire Kevin Durant. We've seen, you know, if Giannis gets traded, I don't know the owner's name in Milwaukee. Whoever it is, mm-hmm. he's going to do a press conference. Mm-hmm. If sanctions come out about the Los Angeles Clippers, Kawhi Leonard gets traded, whatever, Steve Ballmer's going to do a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry goes to Charlotte. Joe Lacob's going to do a press conference. You don't have to. You don't have to call the owner when you acquire Jonas Valanciunas. But when you trade the face of a franchise, when you fire a head coach, the only one who has led you to playoffs in the last, you know, decade and a half, yeah, you owe your fan base an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
You owe your player some protection in that regard.
Yep.
And the fact that you weren't able to give it to him was ridiculous.
Yeah, and put your big boy pants on, go sit in front of the media, and at the very least, announce it. If you don't want to take any questions, that's something else, but announce it. Don't let it just not happen because this guy said he's not going to do it. You can announce the firing of the coach and the firing of the GM at that point as well. I'm not having a press conference, but you got to do it. You got to do it. Once again, like you said, I don't care about the press conference. I never did. But I understood that was necessary for the process of what you're doing. And to your point, you got to do something to protect your player in that situation. And he did nothing, which goes back to the original point. He's not a leader. There's no leadership. There's no leadership anywhere in that building. Anywhere.
Nah, there's definitely not.
And once again, I'll give the caveat of a guy like Scott Perry. He's new. Maybe he is. He exemplifies some things that look like leadership to me. I got to see how it actually plays out before I say he's definitely a leader. But outside of him, who's new and doesn't really have a resume to go off of, there ain't no leaders there.
Nah, there's definitely not. There's a leader in Mark Spears, though. He just texted. What time? What a relationship we have with Mark Spears now.
Yeah.
I hit him back. I think it could very well be one of those situations where Mark is in the Uber again and on his way to something. So he said, you know,
to the T-Mobile Arena.
May very well be. I think that's where the concert I'm going to. I've never been to the T-Mobile Arena.
I've never been.
I'm going to a New Edition, Boyz II Men, that joint at the end of January, and I realized, oh, is that T-Mobile? I've never been there before.
Yeah, I've never been there either.
Let's see what TC talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC? What you got for us today?
Man, hey, what's up with my two brothers?
How you doing, man?
I'm vibing. I ain't even really angry at this. I ain't really angry at Fox, the Mike Brown comments, or none of that, because we already lived that and we've been there, so we already moving on. They like behind us, right? I know some fans, you know, want to keep going back and forth, but we already got on these airwaves and approached our, you know, expressed our feelings behind the situation, however you talked about it. So we gonna move on. As far as the veterans in that locker room, and we ain't gonna keep sugarcoated. Domas, DeMar, Zach, Monk. Well, listen, there's a place for all of those guys where it was a lot of rumbling. I don't know if it was true. Zach you over there in Milwaukee, Scott, holler at them. DeMar, you got two choices. You can either go Clippers, but they kind of rumbly, or you can go Lakers. We got a spot. We can send you home respectfully. Monk, we can holler at Orlando. Domas, it's a little tricky with you, but I believe we might have something with Toronto we can work out. That's where we can start, bro. Move on from them players, whatever we going to get, draft compensation, players back in a trade. We right now where the Kings are, in my opinion, we're not in a predicament where our position or where we could be like, oh, we want to hold out, flexibility, maintain. We're trying to get three draft picks. No, this trade ain't work. Bro, we're not in that predicament. We got to move on from these cats so we can move on. As long as we hold on to them or keep talking about we can't move them, we'll never be able to move up, bro. We'll be staying stagnated. That's all I got, dog.
There's a lot of words in there. Words in there. Right on, TC. No trade proposals from TC today. That's okay. As Kenny's getting a little chilly. Vaguely. He's got to put his jacket back on.
It is a little chilly. It's very chilly, actually. That's why I'm putting the jacket on. But there were some trade proposals. You know, he said send.
Well, yeah. I mean, overarching trade proposals was sending Domas, what'd he say, to Toronto.
Yep.
That seems to be a popular thought. I saw something, I think it was on Hoops Hype, about, you know, Toronto. I don't imagine there. I and Anthony Davis and Domantas Sabonis. It feels like Anthony Davis might be their top target. And maybe if they don't like the deal, they shift to Domantas Sabonis. But it certainly sounds like Toronto is trying to get active for a big man in this upcoming trade deadline.
Yeah,
trade
man.
Season, I should say.
They're looking at what they've done so far to start this season and looking to build on it, looking to see if they can kind of address some of their weaknesses immediately, not waiting for the offseason. And that makes sense with the way the East is.
Yeah, that competitive
right now.
East. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like you got to, it's competitive where they got better teams in there that you realize, but it's not dominant. You know what I mean? Everybody looks gettable in the East, even the good teams. Man, if you're Toronto and you started off, I think they're 16-10, 15-10, something like that, and you can add to that right now, you can make a move that gets you in the conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're watching the best team in the East tonight. I think we're watching. Let me rephrase that, because was a little disrespectful to Detroit, and I didn't mean that. I think we're watching the team that's going to represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals tonight. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think you had it right.
I think it's the Knicks conference to lose, and we thought that, and I think I can say we thought that last year when we recognized what happened with Tatum, what happened with Ty. And shout out to Ty. I don't think Tyrese was thrilled with the finish from Saturday night's main event.
I didn't even watch like the whole broadcast, so I didn't know he was there. And I don't know if they showed him before or not. But they're going through.
Yeah,
the crowd.
I didn't either.
So it was Tyrese Haliburton.
They just showed Ty like he was a fan in section 101, row L. Like they just put the camera on Tyrese. And I'm looking, I was like, hey, that's your boy.
You saw that heat yesterday, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw that heat yesterday, though, right?
Hey,
yeah.
Man, that wasn't man.
Nah, that was.
Don't do that.
That was real heat.
He's not him.
Wait a second. You're a little too disrespectful to Gunther.
No, he's not that dude. Okay.
He's solid.
Justin, let me ask you this. Was the crowd going crazy for Yeet? That had energy, right? Jay not that guy. Gunther got heat. That's cool. He not that guy. They'll forget about
Gunther,
him in a month.
Gunther, that's not true. Gunther better on the mic and in the
yeah,
room.
Yeah, he's all around better than Jay Uso. Yeah, all around.
He's a different
level.
No, nobody tapping in to see Gunther.
I don't know. I saw what I saw yesterday.
What was Yeet looking like?
Yeah, they do that for LA Knight.
That's another good point.
But they're not LA Knight. No, it's the thing. It's different. This is real heat. This is real, real wrestling right here. Real wrestling. His models never give up. How did they give up?
I'm talking to my dear friend Mark Spears. Everybody, hang on.
Shout out Mark Spears. Big
friend of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. How do we even?
Told him we do tomorrow. He's like, I got about 5 minutes right now. We just do tomorrow if you want. It's like, all right, man. Let's do tomorrow. It's the second time you mentioned. Let's do tomorrow. We'll just talk about the NBA Cup because I don't know if I'm going to bring De'Aaron Fox back into the conversation tomorrow. Unless, of course, De'Aaron Fox wins like the MVP. Is there an MVP of the NBA Cup?
Yeah, I think LeBron won it the first year.
Did he? I'm trying to remember.
Did Giannis win it the next year? I think Giannis
I'm remembering both of those guys holding up trophies, but I'm thinking, oh, that was just the NBA Cup trophy. Yeah, there's
an MVP. They got the NBA Cup MVP ladder on NBA.com.
All right, man. Okay, I don't know.
Let's check this ladder out.
What's the ladder looking like?
Jalen Brunson, number one. Last ranking, number two. Carl Anthony Towns is now
new,
number two.
Did you read the James Edwards thing? The new phrasing for Jalen?
No.
The pound for pound best player in the NBA?
No, he's not.
Were they calling this guy Allen Iverson at this point? Like,
that's a phrase.
That's actually kind of what it sounded like. They're saying pound for pound, Jalen Brunson is the best player in the NBA.
We're going to disregard the other side of the court, sure.
Well, who does well outside of Giannis?
It's a good article. I read it.
Outside of Giannis, who does play defense? Oh, SGA does. SGA, the best player in basketball.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
But pound for pound, Kenny. Yeah.
Just say that Jalen Brunson's a little guy who could score well. That's literally what he meant. Yes, Jalen Brunson is 6 foot and can score 30. That's great, yes.
Nobody talks about that. They're always looking at Luka. They're looking at Jokic. Rightfully so, these guys are great. SGA's the best player in basketball.
Nah. Like, he's on the best. He's not.
No, the numbers are crazy. The numbers are crazy.
He's better
than
Jokic.
He plays both sides. The record is crazy.
He's better than Jokic right now?
Yes.
Like, I know, like, this year, fine. Like, SGA can have the belt, but, like, just.
It's not
looking back, like, he's better than Jokic.
It's not a blowout.
No, it's not.
It's you know, healthy, you know, Giannis, but it's SGA, Jokic, and Giannis. And I don't know that there's anyone else in that category.
Put Luka in there? Luka's numbers going crazy this year.
No, he is, and he's the reason that that Lakers team is where they are.
And so they had to play one of them teams.
Am I wrong for saying no? I don't know. Am I wrong for being stuck? I don't know.
You're not wrong.
I feel like it's those three, and then maybe Luka's next. I'm not going to use the T word because Kyle Mattson's not here. But maybe Luka's next, and
we'll
he's by himself.
Here.
What's that?
We'll call it levels here. It's on
levels.
The next level.
Yeah. So level one is or we could call them tiers. TEARS, like, so happy to watch these guys play.
Yeah.
I have tears rolling
now
down my eye. Who makes me, you know, that emotional?
No. I mean, it's your thing, man.
No, it's not mine. I just don't want to infringe on Kyle Mattson's gimmick.
I know we're splitting hairs, but Jokic, 30 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 61% from the field, 43% from three, matching the same three-point percentage as SGA. SGA's 32, 4 rebounds, 4.5 rebounds, and then 6 assists, 56% from the field.
What if I told you, and I forgot the exact number. They said it like 10 times on Saturday. Well, what's this? He's only played in like 12 fourth quarters?
SGA?
Yeah.
Well, that's
he's on a dominant team.
He's doing that in three quarters. I don't care what the team is. Everything he's doing damn near is in three quarters. The average of 32.9.
Do you have his minutes per game?
Yeah, he is playing 33 minutes a game.
What's Jokic doing? Do you have that?
Jokic is 35 minutes a game.
Now, to be fair, SGA played like seven double overtime games to start the season.
That's facts. And he said he was going for Wilt's 48.5 record. I'm still stuck on the Luka thing. SGA, Jokic.
Luka's tough when the other team makes you their focal point.
I feel like Luka's in the next level.
Luka, it's the age old thing that I want to say I invented. I started it.
Did you write it on the board?
No, this was way before the board. This was way before the show. I started
it. You wrote Ravens versus Eagles in the Super Bowl, though.
I said, who not going to be in the Super Bowl? I said, who not going to be in the playoffs? Looks like I'm going to be right on that one. I'm going to write it up there just so y'all remember. But.
Believe me, you don't go a day without referencing that.
This is true.
It's one of the great predictions of all time.
That you backed away from 3 weeks later.
I did not. It's James Harden. It is Luka and James Harden. If you had a problem with James Harden in his prime and the way he played, and they'll never be able to win because of that, it's the same exact
thing. And I don't think I ever thought Luka. James Harden was the best player in basketball.
Mm.
I don't think I did.
That was Steph Curry, LeBron, KD.
Most
of
the most incredible scores. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the
That's
others.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. I'll go.
I'll say Luka is a level or a tier, T-E-A-R, below those three.
I think that's correct. I think that's correct. And I think Jokic might be one.
I'm not going to fight nobody. Yeah. I just think SGA is the best player in basketball.
And it's crazy. Giannis is third.
Giannis is
like I feel like Giannis is like an easy three in the conversation.
Man.
But Giannis, part of it is too, he's injured and we haven't seen him, you know, do anything crazy in a while.
Giannis is going crazy.
Well, he was when he was playing.
Yeah.
He's going crazy.
And now he's now you've got the what was your Cardi B reference earlier?
Am I the drama?
Yeah, like yes, Giannis. In fact, you are. Now you've got your team out here looking for Zach LaVine and Jeremy Grant before you break up with them. It's like, oh,
hey, guys,
man.
Gather around here. Whatever noise you're hearing, just ignore it. Even though I'm the one putting the noise out, ignore it.
Giannis is an interesting dude, man. He wants to be the baby face so bad. He just has to turn heel.
Mm.
He has
Damian Lillard all over again.
And once again, nobody even really going to hate you. Nobody going to hate you. Nobody. If somebody get mad at Giannis, I'll be like, "You're the problem." I brought Milwaukee a champion.
Is there something to be said though for like signing a contract and then, you know, muscling your way out of it? Like LeBron didn't do that. LeBron just left, and you know he caught flack for the first one, caught you know no flack for the second one, no flack for the third one. He just signs contracts, and when they end, he goes and plays somewhere else.
It's fair game either way. I mean, Blake Griffin had to go to Detroit after 20 minutes.
Did you listen to that? Man,
yeah,
I didn't get a chance to check that out.
I'm watching that tonight.
I could have written a 40-minute segment on this, and these guys are like, no, nah, I didn't get to see it.
Oh, you're going to leave out that you sent it at 4:30 in the morning?
Well, no, because I knew you guys would see it when you wake up.
Yeah, man, I didn't. It was.
It was interesting. Like, Blake said he found out on social media. And like I know we hear that a lot, but for a guy who just signed what like a 5-year contract, he was like a December 15th trade. It was like the first, you know, the equivalent of like as soon as they could trade him, they did. And he was like he heard something because he had friends in the Detroit organization, and so he was trying to find out. His agent was calling everybody trying to figure out if this was real, and he was playing. He said he was playing on a trampoline with his kids, and the text, like the tweet pops up that he was traded to Detroit, and he said he just looked at his phone, he read it, and he like threw it. He threw the phone on the grass and just kept playing with his kids, so they didn't know anything was wrong.
Yeah, I'll never like organizations, players, they all do the same, so I'm never gonna fault anyone.
Yeah,
that's such trash.
It's part of it.
I mean, at least Ty said. What's his name? He was like, yeah, Monty called and goes, hey, we're trading you to Indiana. Ty goes, okay. And Monty goes, all right, take care. And hangs up the phone. But at least he didn't find out through Shams' tweet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Of course, and everything we've heard about Monty McNair is that is about the extent of a conversation he can hold. Unless it's his last day at the office. Then he's walking around talking to everybody. Then you can't get that man to shut up. And I still can't get over the bizarre nature of that. That was a win and continue game. That was not the final game of the season unless you lost. Mm-hmm. And Monty McNair was walking around saying it was being openly discussed before the game was being played that that man was getting fired. If the Kings lost tonight, that man was getting fired. And it was insanely bizarre to watch unfold. Absolutely. You got reporters. This guy walking around. Now he's over there talking. Dead man walking. What? Like, it's a playoff game. Yeah. We'll see.
Man. That was
I'd always wondered, were they going to fire him that night no matter what? Like, no, the Kings are off to take on, I don't remember who it was, Memphis. They fired Monty McNair, but they play Memphis tonight with a chance to go to the playoffs. All right.
They should have, and this is off of X fault. They should have let him go. We talked about when he didn't do the press conference, but he should have been gone long before that. And if you're going to fire him, I'm not saying like he's a bum, fire him. I'm saying like if you didn't have any plans for him in the future, why was he even there as the season was winding down? Even if after the trade deadline, why was he there? Maybe because everybody just kept leaving.
It's a great question.
Well, Wes Wilcox.
Yeah. Everybody had something else to do.
Luke Louts. Luke Louts, Florida State. I think they lost to UMass the other day. I saw that. Damn. It's not a good look.
Front office insider Jill Adge. I'm late in catching up, but regarding Siakam, it was the front office who told him he wasn't worth the max, which killed it. The deal was in place, but once they told him no max money, he said, find me another team.
I mean.
The end.
Sick.
Simple as that. Simple as that. But Tyler said it was Vivek because everything's Vivek. Not to say he don't deserve
criticism. I love Tyler. Tyler is my brother.
Let's have a real conversation. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to ride with Jill on that one. we'll come back. Trista Crick coming up, top of the 2 o'clock hour. And man, how about that performance from Cooper Flagg last night? We'll talk about some good stuff in the NBA when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, Trista Crick coming up. Top of the 2 o'clock hour. Excited to talk to her. Last time in 2025, we'll talk to TK. Of course, Jason Jones, final hour of the show, we'll talk to him as well. You see, Cooper went for 40 last night. 40 plus, youngest player to ever do it.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Cooper Flagg, man. He's quietly had a really good start to his career this year. I think he's averaging about 17 points a night.
It seems to have gotten really, really good over the last 3 weeks or so. You said he's averaging 17.
I believe.
The last, I think, 7 or 8 games, he's averaging like 25.
Yeah, 24, 25. Yeah, 17.3 on the season, man. So, he's the real deal, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Flagg is the real deal. I didn't catch any of that game, though, because I was too busy watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys didn't disappoint either, man. Ooh, they didn't disappoint. Rockets Nuggets was official. I got a Prize Picks win last night, too.
There like you go.
A full 5 for 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You going to divulge what that paid off for you?
Yeah, it was baby money.
Oh, okay.
It was baby
That's
money.
All right.
It was a little $5 that got me like 70.
I was going to start. Shoot, that return, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I need to get in here and do some work.
Well, should we tell the people what's going on?
Nah.
I'm leaving it alone.
Nah. Because there might be verbiage in how you're supposed
to do it. You're right.
And.
Well, I mean, I'm going to leave it alone, though.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it.
But my play last night that got me some money was Sengun, points, rebounds, and assists, 35.5. I said more. He had 53 combined. Jabari Smith. 1.5 3-pointers made. He had 4 on the night. Jamal Murray, 6.5 assists. I went less. He only had 5. I was sweating that out when they went to overtime. And Kevin Durant, 24.5 points. He had 25.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I take that tone is halfway through the third quarter, he had 22, I believe. And he just stopped shooting. I was so upset, I text Eddie. I said, yo,
damn.
Get your man.
Damn, you went to Eddie.
What's going on around here?
Wow.
Luckily, with like 1.5 minutes to go, he finally takes a shot, buries a 3, and I got that taken care of, and I end up getting that one. And then Jokic, they had him at 7.5 free throw attempts. I went more. He had 11.
Sengun with 33, 10, and 10 last night.
He took a lot of shots.
Jokic, 39.
I think Sengun took 29
15
shots.
15 and night. 10. He took 27. He was 14 of 27. And only 2 threes. Like, that's not a bad.
No, but when KD took, what, 17 shots? Maybe 13?
He was 8 of 14.
14. And Reed Shepard, that's the one. He took 17 shots. Who's been playing really well as of late. But
he did. That number is correct. Hey, he was 5 of 17.
Hey, man, give 5 of those to KD. What are we doing here? Or KD, take your Kevin Durant.
Say,
go
yeah.
take the ball.
Let me get the numbers. Yep, this is accurate. Jamal Murray shot more free throws than Kevin Durant had field goal attempts.
Come on, man.
15 to 14.
Come on.
And shout out to Jamal because he was 14 of 15 from the free throw line.
Yeah, he was cashing in on those opportunities. You know what I was thinking about last night?
14 of 15 and Jokic shot 11. How many free throws did they take? 33.
And this isn't like a gotcha moment or anything like that. Do you still think Fox is better than Jamal Murray?
Yeah.
I've always thought Jamal was
I don't know what
either
it is.
Equal or better.
I think
I've been a big Jamal Murray.
I mean, I'm not putting them on different levels, but yeah, I think I like De'Aaron more than Jamal.
Mm. Yeah, but I've long time Jamal Murray supporter. I wanted the Kings.
I'm like the opposite.
I wanted the Kings to get him out of Kentucky.
Like a long time Jamal detractor. I had no problem with Jamal. I think I'm still mad he threw the heating pad at the ref. I don't really know. But it was like, I don't know.
Shout out Kyle Madsen, Jamal Murray, the Michael Jordan of CJ McCollum's.
That's always funny. That's always funny.
Kevin Durant.
Jamal's good.
With four shots in the fourth quarter and overtime combined. Four shot attempts. One of four.
I can see why that would upset you.
Jesus. I was livid.
As
I was eating my wings.
Where'd you get the wings from?
Fire wings.
Okay.
Yeah. Salt and pepper, lemon pepper, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Combined.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Shout out to our brother Malcolm X. He says...
Saw that.
Shout out to him, man.
Yeah,
man,
no.
Always.
I'm trying to... The wording of this text is very interesting.
If you're going to read it, read it.
Divorce is final. I'm headed back to Alabama. I will keep D'Lo and Casey on my YouTube. Going to spread the love down south. I got a lot of questions about that last line.
Look, first of all, man, I love love. I'm not laughing at the divorce, man. I wish y'all would have been able to make it work, but you seem, well, I don't even know if you're happy. I don't know.
Well, he says he's going to spread the love down south, and I'm not sure if he's talking about D'Lo and KC or if this is tied to his divorce.
We'll find out, like, if our Alabama numbers are doing good in, like, 2 months or something.
Yeah.
Well, we got to break down the CFP, Alabama versus Oklahoma.
I guess I'll just end every show saying, roll tide. Roll tide.
Oh, man. Well, if you're happy, Malcolm, I hope that continues. I hope everything works.
Malcolm's a – he said he's a – Chatty House will always be in my heart. I'm a day oneer.
Come on, man.
I remember when Chatty House was Christian. Wow, Brother Malcolm was a day oneer. And I don't even think Malcolm's here to watch this. He left. He's on his way to Alabama.
He said he remember when it was what?
No, before.
Christened when we named it the Chatty House.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
I always love you, Brother Malcolm. When we can acknowledge Brother Malcolm. Yes, indeed. Also, I just want to make sure Brother Malcolm is good in Alabama. What part of Bama are you moving to?
It could be an Auburn fan.
And what's great
could
is
be War Eagle. Could
what's
be War
great
Eagle.
Is Brother Malcolm is clearly signed off. Like he has no idea this discussion is happening.
Frog boat off into the sunset. I'll see you guys, Chatty House.
Oh God,
I love you, D'Lo and Casey.
That reminds me, the other day, man, I wish I would have got this brother's name. But this is always like cool. Like when it doesn't always happen, but it's cool that this happened. I was at the gym, and I was about to play some basketball. I was playing some pickup. And I was shooting around or whatever, and this guy was shooting around, and he goes, "Hey, are you on the radio?" And I'm like, "Yeah, man, I'm on the radio." He's like, "Oh, that's what's up, man. D'Lo and KC, right? Like you're D'Lo." I'm like, "No, you're KC, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, yeah, absolutely, man. Appreciate you, man." He's like, "Oh, I'm listening to you guys right now." Yeah,
where
was this? In.
When was this?
This was Friday night. He's
okay.
I'm listening to you guys right now.
Oh, that's great.
I said, thank you, man.
So he was listening to the Run It Back?
Yeah, maybe the podcast.
Oh,
it was about
okay.
6 or 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm listening to you guys as we speak. This is right on, man. Appreciate
that's pretty dope.
You. Hopefully I didn't say nothing crazy at that time.
That's pretty dope. Yeah. I always appreciate when people acknowledge they listen to us. And it's always surprising. You do? Man, that's great. No, Kenny's not here. We don't travel together. It's usually my next.
Hey, where's D'Lo?
Yeah, that's never happened.
Stop, man.
That's never happened. That has never happened. Yeah, that was a hell of a game last night. And I'm hoping, man, we get something like that tonight. You were talking about Nuggets and Rockets. I'm hoping we get something like that. By the way, for those who don't know, it ended 128-125. Nuggets won in overtime. Yeah. I don't know that was a part after.
Did you? Would you think about the foul call and regulation?
It was a foul.
No,
it's a foul.
I mean, I've seen him let him play. I've seen him let him play in those
situations. On that one?
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm not saying it's not a foul. I'm not saying it's not a foul when they let it go.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I've seen him let it go before.
We didn't talk about the Dylan Brooks tech.
Oh, man. That whole damn game was crazy. Hey, LeBron, hey, that game was great. Did you see when when LeBron was grabbing the refs?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That was the closest thing LeBron maybe ever had to, I didn't see it, but I believe you, Michael.
Yeah.
Like, the guy had to ref hemmed up.
That poor ref was like, can I toss LeBron James? I don't think I can. I don't think I can throw out LeBron James.
That game was crazy.
And JJ, shout out to JJ Redick, who's like, hey, Bron. And then he turns and talks to the official, and he's very calm, and he gets LeBron away. And JJ recognizes, okay, he's not calling a technical on LeBron. He's not throwing him out. And then he immediately loses it and starts yelling at the official.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.